Blog Talk Radio.
Check this out. You are listening to Taino Radio, and thank you very much. And all your future listeners, thank you for downloading the show. But right now, before anything, you know who's coming on, because this is Friday night. Get ready. Get set. Go. That song never plays out, you know. That's Northern Cree honoring our missing women, indigenous women, our murdered indigenous women and relatives. But guess who I have on the line? That's right. Hope is in the way. Healing is in the way. 4-1, are you there?
I am here. I am here. Thank you, Anna Coy. Thank you.
Hey,
man.
Wow. You 100 times for Wednesday's show, May 5th. Man, we slammed the door open. I know all those people that murder and kidnap, they're running from us, you know? They know we're on to them. And all those people that are trying to heal, we're here for them. What you think?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, something else I wanted to add is, you know, today I attended, you know, a conference. I won't get into that right now. But, you know, not too long ago, we recently talked about, you know, I don't want to say complaint. I don't want to say nothing like that, but because it is a real problem. But, you know, recently, the same conversation about mainstream media reporting, you know, accurately, you know, the stories that happen, you know, to indigenous, you know, or even about the reporting of our missing or our murdered and, you know, just the biased, you know, language that they use, you know, to, you know, just describe things. You know, there's always some reference back to a criminal's history or, you know, something rather than just to the point. And not too long ago, I had simply stated that we could solve that problem because I don't understand why we need mainstream media when it comes to matters of us. Yes, you know, we could get, you know, a wider or a broader circulation as far as, you know, maybe in those situations, maybe we could find a relative sooner. Okay? But
right.
That's not my point. My point is it's 2021. Why don't we have our own outlet? Why aren't we creating it? Why are we acting like we honestly cannot move forward, that we can't generate or create, you know, our own resources? You know, I last episode, I talked about how the Lakotas, well, you know, where I'm from, you know, South Dakota, Rosebud, Chicago, Burnt Side Nation, you know? And up there, we have created our own internet provider. Our own provider. Mm. I'm not talking, you know, I'm talking about provider. So we have our
provider.
Internet. Provider service, you know. So, you know, as much as we want to hold on to, you know, these traditional ways, I'm from there. Not too much tradition is being grasped on or demonstrated. So I've only seen a tradition of harm. I've seen a tradition of internalized resentment for what we allowed. We allowed colonization. You know, that, you know, that lack of accountability.
Okay.
What I wanted to say right now is thank you, Santa Cruz, and thank you, Taino Radio, because you have, this is something that is regular. This isn't just one MMI show. We have a every Friday night show specifically for MMI, RWP, whatever you want to refer to it as. And that's something that we're lacking in our own community, is a consistent focus or attention. And yeah, Mesa, think today, we continue on with the celebration. But then what? Or is that continued focus at trying to stop this? Trying to break that cycle. We break the cycle breakers. We've got tribes out here with some money.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be the tribal thing to do, is to help, you know, a fellow tribe out? You know, I belong
mm-hmm.
to the poorest in the entire United States as far as county-wise and as far as tribal-wise. There isn't no reason that any one of us should be gone without. I hear some per capitas are up to $1 million per member a month.
Wow.
What are y'all doing with that money? Because their tribes are too being affected. MMI, I'm just going to say MMIR, affects every tribe, every one of those over 500. So, because in those cases, we've got the money.
We got the money, definitely.
What are we going to do, relatives?
Well, I know here in the city, what they do is they build all these luxury apartments and condominiums. That's where they spend all the money. Politicians get their votes.
That. I understand that. Back to that, you know, that citizen right. Pay nothing until you own property, until you own land. And, of course, we all know that we don't own the land on the rest. Relatives, we need to start thinking like a nation. And stop thinking like a reservation.
That's it. Well, you know, it's all on purpose from day one. There's relocation plans, right? They took you from your original homeland. They put you in somewhere with rattlesnakes and scorpions, poisonous, venomous, you know. You can't grow crops. But wow, 500 years later, here we are. But
well,
we have to, you know, in Taino tradition, we call it the guamo, the conch shell. We blow it hard so everyone can hear it. So we have to play that conch shell so everyone can hear and get up.
You know, we got another issue, though.
Was that?
You got double agents too. We've got relatives acting as double agents.
Oh, double agents. They're all over, right?
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying.
Well, Su Lao in The Art of War, he mentioned about having spies.
I just know that a lot of the anyone in an elected position within government, and here, they're not elected, they're selected.
Wow.
And it is incorporating them for corruption. Every tribal government, every tribal government is chosen by the BIA, and it's not by no election process, even though we think we voted. They're selected by the BIA.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs,
which is the division, the Prisoner of War Division. That was another thing that was brought up in the conference today about how the BIA officials outright, you know, they'll tell you that they're just, I don't know if within that system, if it's some type of notion, you know, but what was stated today was that they say until their time is up, they're just there till their time is up. No respect, nothing from them. I don't know what that means. I don't want to know what that means. But may I encourage everyone to be self-governing as much as possible. You know, that's that dependency, you know, that I was talking about is not just for substance, but a lot of us have grown dependent on being told what to do, who to be. And the social media thing that I was talking about is, isn't even that telling our story, good or bad, isn't that how we became invisible? How inaccurate, there's an inaccurate written history about our people?
That's it.
So I encourage as many as possible to tell their own story. Stop walking around wounded. Heal. Let's do more than take back land. We got to take back backbone.
Mm-hmm. No, 4-1.
Yes.
I've been having issues like the past 2 hours looking for that song that I mentioned in the last show on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So the highway of tears.
Highway,
all the children go missing from that highway up in British Columbia.
Uh-huh.
I'm having a hard time getting it on the show.
Huh.
But I'm gonna excuse myself for a minute, okay? I'm having issues with Apple Music.
Okay, what is it? What is it called again? Highway of Tears. Is that what it is?
It's called a highway.
Oh, the highway. Okay. Well, I would like to help you in that search. So
but
what are we gonna
I will
do?
Be
you
back.
You want me to sit chat?
Well,
what do you want me to do?
Yeah, keep keep the good medicine going. Keep the talk going.
All right.
What I'll do is people that are listening, I'm going to put on the number of the show, 515-602-9792. That's 515-602-9792. Anyone who wants to call in. I know I got some emails, but call in. You got to call in, and if you have any testimonies, yeah, you have any information, we're here. So, 41, I'll be back, okay? Give me a good 5 minutes.
All right. No problem. All right. I'll keep it going. Well, it's good.
All right. I'll be right back.
I guess I will share with you today that I was signed up to speak today at the presidential for MMIW and Operation Lady Bird, it was held today, the listening conference, and it was from 1:30 to 4:30 Eastern Standard Time, and I was one speaker away from, and they have set another date for the rest of the speakers, for all those who couldn't, get their story communicated in that time frame, because they were generous to give us as much time as we need. So I'm excited. Hopefully, if we're still going off the list, I will have that opportunity. I want to share a letter that I wrote. This is the speaking as the voice of our families who have someone missing. So this letter right here, this is called, and I wrote this as the voice of the families.
What is done is done. So tell us where she is. Tell us where you left her. Just tell us, so that if we want, we can bury her well. Tell us so we can use what hope is left from the devastation you left when you took my sister. Her life matters. Your life matters. It's not too late to change her life. Murder isn't victimless. She has a name. Violence isn't victimless. Because you know nothing about her. What is without doubt, the color of my sister's beautiful skin made her your victim. My sister hates no one. She's not like you. She'll give the shirt off her back. Please, God, plead with me. Give her back. I'm going to try to hold back the tears. Hold back her family. Hold back all her tears. Because what is certain, we ain't gonna let this go. At least until all of our sisters come home. God sees you find God before this family does. Who knows what one of us might do. The one who took my sister.
Relatives.
When you think about that, you know, how I came into this position of advocating for our missing and murdered relatives, out of all honesty, is because, you know, there's not, honestly, I don't know any other, I don't know any Indigenous relatives that have not been touched by murder, rape, crimes against Indigenous, you know. I come from a long line of, you know, Indigenous. My family in South Dakota is the Claremont and Dunhammer family. My great-great-grandma, my great-grandfather is Iron Shooter. You know, we are Indigenous all the way back. And out of all honesty, I don't even know anybody who hasn't been touched. That's how I got into it. It was very, very deep. And this is an article that was wrote back in 1973. And the headline is, "Rural woman acted in self-defense in shooting a husband." Osceola, Nebraska, according to the Associated Press, Miss Betty Satchel, 41, of Royal Gresham, was released from custody Monday after a Polk County coroner's inquest found she acted in the self-defense of herself and children in the shooting death of her husband, Lyle. Satchel was killed last Friday by a gunshot blast at the Satchel home following a family argument. He was 41. The inquest relied upon evidence of three witnesses, Ms. Satchel and the two Satchel children at home at the time. The family includes five other children. Blood tests from Ms. Satchel and her husband and background information on the family reported that they had a history of alcoholism and domestic violence. Those two witnesses, besides my grandmother, was my mother. My mom, my grandmother had 10 children, and her first marriage, three sons were born of that. In her second marriage, she had seven children with my grandfather, whose life she ended up taking. Because of this incident, I was born exactly 9 months after that, and nobody ever spoke about it. I never even seen a picture of my grandpa. I went and I did my own research, and this is the article I found. But at that time, I also found another article. And it was how my grandfather, same person, had shot my grandmother 5 years earlier, shot her in her arm. And this man, he was military. So, standing out, he missed, but that scar on her arm, Grandma, what is that? Why do you got a big old hole in your arm? And she never told me that my grandfather had shot her, you know. And in that article, his bond was no more than $5,000. Because my grandma won in the state of Nebraska, part of why Nebraska has no self-defense law. So it's one of those dangers that I have to teach my children about being indigenous every day, whether I'm in Nebraska or wherever. I would like for us to get to a point that those are no longer lessons that we have to teach. In fact, I would like the lesson to be taught that if you come for indigenous, you're going to have some problems. You know, I'd like to reverse that, that it's dangerous to come after the indigenous. You know, I want predators to think twice about even looking at us wrong. Until we begin that healing process, until we take that accountability, we're going to continue to look at ourselves in the mirror the same way that those predators look at us. I am somebody, spirit being, and so are all of you. I need you to remember that you are the medicine. We are the medicine. We are First Nation. My tribe, only one to defeat the U.S. government. Not once, but twice. We can defeat everything that oppresses us, anything that attacks us, anything that stands in our way, but we have to want it. I know many of you want it. I know you do. And I can hear it. I hear it. I hear the talk. But I'm not hearing enough footsteps. I'm not seeing enough. There's not enough presence. We've only become invisible because we allowed it. What's wrong with getting off the res? We don't own those houses. We don't own anything on the reservation. What's wrong? We've been told what to do for so long that now we don't even know how to make a decision. Part of why we keep an addiction, besides what the state creates. But there's a true addiction for incarceration. And don't being told what to do go hand in hand with that. The same with not leaving the reservation. Why? There is a big, beautiful world out here. That's where I'm from. There is a lot of, I don't know how to say this correctly, but I'm just going to say it. You know, we've got that Manitar still running around, laughing at night. You still hear his hoop. We've got Bigfoot, let's say. You know, we still got hunting parties looking for them. you, our relatives around the reservation. What we got there? Soldier Hill? Cemetery? You know how at night, sundown, not quite sundown, but when it gets difficult to see the difference between the alive and the dead. There's a lot of battlegrounds where I'm from. So those spirits are still walking around. They still encourage as many as possible to go. You know, I know there's not much, but something else is out there, and the true reality is at the end of the day is life is what we make it. If you don't like being told what to do, create a resource for yourself. Create a business. Like I said in last episode, right now with this pandemic, you know, there's a lot of at-home work. And some businesses have strictly turned to that method because it's so much of a cost saving. You know, it lowers overhead. There are very many talented relatives, you know. Create a child care. You know, there's an organization up in South Dakota that is giving free computers to Indigenous. Look it up. Go to the telecommunications people. They will give you assistance for your internet service, you know? Don't be afraid of the computer. Communication has changed. What I don't understand is you can have a on and pop and Facebook or Instagram, but you ain't got and do it from your iPhone, but you can't apply for a job that's at home, online type of work. You know, I don't understand that part of it about some of the things that we go without as people, you know. I think we get so enclosed, you know, within the boundaries our minds have set by being told what to do, for allowing to be told what to do, you know. A lot of opportunities. Again, you know, it's just, you gotta want it. You can leave. You can't make them drink. And I'm encouraging as many as possible to drink. You know, we can't restore. We can't rise. If we ain't investing in our own personal growth, our own personal wealth, you know, because, you know, at the rate that this world is going to, it's going to fall back on a barter system. And if anyone knows barter system, it's us. So We know how to take nothing and turn it into something. You know, tells me, he always says, Mom, I don't know how you can go in the kitchen and see three cans of whatever and come out with a full 8-course meal. I know how to do it because it's the difference between surviving and literally dying. You know, I don't have my hand out. I'm not asking, you know, I don't have it extended. Matter of fact, I drew mine back in and I educated myself. Was given a voice. Besides my MMIW was, you know, I can say I've carried 20 plus years of being indigenous first lady of hip hop. So that too is a resource that I created for myself. I also created the Lakota Tribes of Nebraska, which is a nonprofit organization. And we are in the process of building, owning our own center with an opening date in the middle of next year. And I will be offering a head start as well as community center for my indigenous community in Lincoln, Nebraska. My Head Start will have language classes. My community center will have self-defense classes. I'm even going to have a fried bread cooking class because you know what? Nobody knows how to make fried bread. That is just, you know, the struggle is real. The struggle is real and trying to do better. And those language classes, I'm going to connect our elders with our youth, because we need elder guidance. We need to be taught trades. You know, trade for skills that are, you know, purposeful to our way of life. I'm going to also offer cooking classes. Our people have developed diabetes, not being able to access or eat, you know, foods that work with our bodies, you know? So I'm going to do that. I'm going to offer some cooking classes. I'm also, because diabetes is reversible, you know? We want as much prevention going on, you know, in what harms us, you know, what is harmful to us, as possible. I'm going to have parenting classes. My grandmother, the one I spoke on earlier, she was Indian in boarding school. She was Indian relocation. My mom, she was never taught the language. She was never taught very many traditions. She knew the struggle, but she'd rather identify as white than, you know, Chichango. She said it kept her from getting jobs when she did that. It kept her from a lot of opportunities. And not that I don't agree. I just think that she was in the wrong crowd sometimes. She was surrounded by the wrong people trying to fit in where she didn't belong. Because when you sit with warriors, the conversation's different. When you sit with supportive women, and I mean women, they mention your name in rooms of opportunity. Find those people, family. That's your tribe. Sometimes having the same name or even the same blood, sometimes that ain't even enough to truly be family. We got to stop putting ourselves in those positions where, you know, we're not encouraged. We're not, you know, where our best interest is in mind. Because that goes a long ways. It goes a very long ways, is being at the right place at the right time, because the only times I've placed myself in harm's way by being where I wasn't supposed to be, be where you're supposed to be. Be who you are supposed to be, and only you can be. Remember what your purpose is, because can't nobody else remember for you. Can't nobody do what you were asked. Since we got a little bit of time here, I wanted to share something that I said in front of the Nebraska Judiciary Committee. Chief editor at Indians.com, Kevin Asbrecht, has been quoted as saying that he believed my experience and my words that day on Legislative Bill 154, which is for the murdered, missing Indigenous women of Nebraska. He believes that those words are what helped senators act, you know, pass it and act it, you know. So I'm going to share that with you right now.
Our lives don't matter. A non-Native man rape us, murder us, and as long as we don't know who that person is, the law right now does not protect us. I did prepare because my life matters. my granddaughter's life matters. And so do other members of my tribe, other tribes. So, in my teachings that I pass on to her as a woman, as my granddaughter, as my legacy, about life, I must be sure she understands the dangers of being Native American and female. More than half of Native women have been sexually assaulted, a rate of 2.5 higher than white women, according to the 2016 National Institute of Justice study. In some U.S. counties, primary Native land, the murder and sexual assault rate is 10 times higher than any other American women. Assailants are often white and non-Native. According to the study from the U.S. Department of Justice by a sociologist, at the University of Delaware and North Carolina, Wilmington, as of 2016, there were 5,717 cases of missing Native women reported to the National Crime Information Center. That is a 7% level of victimization of perpetrators that are non-Native, making it a hate crime. It means we are being targeted for who we are. The Violence Against Women Act of 2013 gave reservations criminal jurisdiction over non-Indigenous people who commit domestic or dating violence against Native women. However, it does not cover non-Natives who do not know their victims. So are you telling me that my granddaughter, should she fall victim? If we don't know who the perpetrator is, they will not go after the person who took her life or my life. It's not right. It isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Homicide is the third leading cause of Native women between the ages of 15 and 27. House Bill 2951 passed unanimously in the House with a 48-1 vote in Senate. That's just one of those six states that does not have, anything to help us. Why aren't we given the same rights? Why can't we have the same rights of my sisters up here? Why am I standing before community rights? And asking for this protection when I'm an American? Why don't I have, why doesn't my granddaughter have protection? I'm asking on behalf of you. Please, I'm supporting it. Please help my people, because right now, the sex trafficking thing for my people could creep up years, And what's going to make these people stop if there's nobody going after these people? It's never going to stop. The Indian Child Welfare Act was supposed to protect our greatest assets. Our legacy did not do that. Our children in foster care. So how does our people, with a history of less than 50 years, how do we come back from the over 500 years of genocide? But how do we recover? How do we rebuild? How do we show that our lives matter? If for one, you have to come up with it right now and ask for that. And it was doing those people.
Very good.
my deceased relatives. We need change. We need it. And if anything, take my words, passion, and utilize it. Utilize it in making that change. There's not anything we can't overcome. You know? We can overcome this. I'm going to end the show with a song called Remember Me, and it is by Supervillain. He is Potawatomi out of Chi-Town. Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you think, Santa Corey? Did you like that tune?
Yo, that song is dope, man. I love it. I love it. Wow, I gotta download that song.
Yeah. That was on our playlist for Wednesday, but we didn't get to it.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I found the song, but due to some technical difficulties with iTunes and my bank, I have to figure out tomorrow. But the song is called The Highway. You can only find it in iTunes Music. It's by the artist is N-W-E space J-I-N-A-N artist. And the album is called The Silent War. The Silent War, volume number 5. I promise I will have this song by our next show. I just got to call my bank. It locked my account to iTunes. You know what it is? You know what happened? Somebody was using my identity to download all these iTunes songs. I remember this now. Last year. So I guess my bank, if iTunes comes up, it doesn't pay out. But I set up the account. I'm good to go. By the next show, I'm going to have that song. It's called The Highway. The Highway of Tears. All these missing children and murdered women, indigenous women. It's up in British Columbia. It's a great song. Oh, my God. But we got so many great songs that we play in our show. So thank you for holding the fort in a warrior style, huh? I'll untie you now on this from that the stake. I'll untie you. So, but we ran out of time. Yeah, man, we ran out of time. But like always, Indigenous Power Hour activism. It's all about, you know, activism, awareness, healing to our brothers and sisters out there, Indigenous world. We've been focusing a lot on the Indigenous women, children, relatives who go missing and murdered. Hey, 41, I just want to tell you, I know a lot of listeners listening from the Caribbean. You know, because of the constant corruption through the years in Puerto Rico, we call it Borinquen, there's a board that's set up that monitors what's being spent by the politicians, right? And Trump put that in there, good old Trump. It's still there, still exists. But they refuse to cut funding. They refuse to give funding to missing and murdered women. Can you believe that? There's a state of emergency right now in Puerto Rico. No woman is safe. And what's happening? Funding.
Almost every advocate group here is all grassroots. My entire organization is solely funded by me.
There you go.
So I understand that.
This is incredible. Corruption continues.
That's why we gotta heal. That's why we gotta heal.
We gotta do it ourselves, right?
Absolutely. And I'm here to help.
Because the corrupt board that's monitoring the corrupt politicians are not going to spend the money on that, you know? So they're pretty much telling the women, drop dead. Well, that's bullshit, man. That's bullshit. This is it, man. So it's not right. I'm upset. But you know what? We're going to fight, right?
Absolutely.
We're fighting this. So listen, 4-1, you got this, man. Thank you so much for pinch hitting all the way. You're the best. And I like to give you a shout out for, when was it, today you were on that committee?
Yeah, you know
about what we're talking about tonight?
Yes, Operation Lady, which was the presidential task force. And when she they ran out of time. That was a speaker ahead of me. So I will be speaking the next session, which is coming up in a week.
Oh, the next session. Okay.
Yes. It was just the continuation. So, yeah, I was pretty psyched. 15, 10 minutes early, like I was supposed to, on the scaffold until 4:30. So.
Well, Well, I just want to say that today in New York, today, was that?
It was an honor, and it would be an honor.
No, that is an honor. That's great. You got to keep us updated on that.
I will. Thank you.
Wow. You know, here in New York City today on May 7th, the Indigenous Kinship Collective, okay, here in New York, they wore their red, and they brought their drums and their rattles, and they went to the Brooklyn Borough Hall, okay. And the main thing was no more stolen relatives, land, resources, lives, futures, and they just said, fight femicide. They put it on their flyer. A lot of my friends were there. So they did a teaching about the missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, Two-Spirit, and trans relatives. And that was today. I mean, wait a minute. Hold on. Am I blind? I am blind. Ooh. All right. You know, I really need glasses. The Indigenous Kinship Collective. It's tomorrow at 4:30, May 8th. Tomorrow, May 8th, 4 p.m., Brooklyn Borough Hall. Check that out. A lot of trains go there, subway. So wear a mask.
Will you be in attendance?
You know what's interesting? You know what I'm going to do? I'm teaching a class tomorrow. I want to change that time so I can get there.
Or make a field trip.
Huh?
Or have a field trip.
Listen, man, I got to show up. I got my red shirt, too. I got to show up.
Absolutely. And I'll support this. Be some lies.
I have to show up. But guess what? Indigenous Power Hour is going to be there May 8th, 4:30 p.m. Meet up. Brooklyn Borough Hall. Wear a mask. No more stolen relatives. Land, resources, lives, futures. That's the Indigenous Kinship Collective. I know them. They're great. They're warriors, man. They're warriors led by women and Two-Spirit folks, trans relatives. So you know what? I want to be there. I can't believe it. I was depressed that I missed it. Huh?
Go live.
Yeah, I'm going live. And guess what? Tomorrow morning, I'm going to call my bank. And I'm going to try to unblock that iTunes so I can get that song in there. So guess what? I'm not depressed anymore. I didn't miss this event. It's
Yay!
May 8th. What's causing all this?
Distraction.
So, Wow. So guess what? I want to work on this song tomorrow. I'm going to go live with this song tomorrow. Hey, man. That's 4:30 tomorrow, Eastern time. Wait, did I say 4:30?
Think so.
Hold on a second.
So.
Let me look at this flyer.
Get it up. Support there, because I'm going on your live.
This is great. This is cool, man, right here. Grassroots, right here in New York City. Nueva York. Hold on a second. I'm going to see if I
feel like how you guys get down up there with the support. You bring it right through their faces.
Look at this. Look at this. This is incredible. I invited one of the protesters to come on the show tonight.
Uh-huh.
But they couldn't make it. And I'm thinking the event already happened.
Ah.
But guess what? Tomorrow, I'm there. So I'm going to go live. So tune in. Taino Radio will go live tomorrow at Borough Hall. I'm not too far from the A train, so I'm going to get down there. And we're gonna jam. What you think, 4-1?
I'm with it.
Right? I just want to give a shout out to all the people in Arayeke, Yukayeke. Arayeke is a new indigenous Caribbean tribe. We're trying to our main focus is to acquire land. Not just now, but also for the future. And we need land as a tribe, right? You need the land. So
absolutely,
there's a lot of land. There's a lot of land being bought by millionaires out there in Puerto Rico, Borinquen. Why can't we, right?
Absolutely. That's what separates. That's what gives power is when you're a landowner.
That's it. And once we get the land, we're going to do like the other tribes do. We'll invite the relatives to come in and help. Right? Keep it strong because we are indigenous.
Indigenous power.
Power hour. So listen, I bid you good night. And
good night.
Wow, I can't believe it. I'm going tomorrow, May 8th. I thought I missed it. Isn't that something?
I'm tuned in. I'll be on your live.
You're going to be on their life? Cool, man. You know what it is? It's like pay attention to the details. Thank God I did. So for all you listeners out there, good night. Taikaraya. Good night. It's 11 o'clock here Eastern time. What time is it by you in Nebraska?
10:18.
Oh, the party's just begun. Oh, my God. So you know what? Let's get some party song. Let's look up. Let's call the creator, just you and me, huh? Let's go for it.
All right.
I'll see you tomorrow, 4-1.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Cool, man. Peace out.
Creator, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Creator, can you hear me? I need you right now.
Can you hear me?
Maria, Mamona, Tak, Ayarera, Shi, Abo, Ishisapara, Orias, Toca, Subuna, Mamona, Toca, Abo, Quack.
Take away the trauma in my DNA. They got my people enslaved, can't help me. Stand my ground, 10 toes down, protected by your shield. One of the few still own my soul, and my will is mine. Awaken, not blind, tell me, Creator, am I one of the tribes still hurt by you? I need you right now.
Can you take away the pain?